WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The ad campaign for Hollywood's new remake of Godzilla has centered around a three-word tagline, size does matter. David Bianculli has this review.
If size does matter, Godzilla got that part right. This new film by Dean Devlin and Roland Emmerich, the team behind Independence Day, has a big budget, more than $100 million. It's premiering on more movie screens this week than any film in history, with hopes of earning that entire $100 million back during its extended opening weekend. And it's got huge amounts of special effects, all built around a new story starring Godzilla, the Japanese monster movie icon of the 50s. That original 1954 Japanese film, spelled differently and pronounced Gojira, came less than 10 years after America dropped atomic bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Gojira was a byproduct of atomic testing and a metaphor for the bomb's awful destructive power. Like a bomb, the giant lizard attacked cities suddenly and left devastation in its wake. 2 years after Gojira was released in Japan, an American version was made by dubbing the film and hiring Raymond Burr to act in new scenes that were inserted into the Japanese print. After that movie, called Godzilla King of the Monsters, was released, Godzilla went on to star in 21 other films. And now we have this new huge Godzilla, starring Matthew Broderick as the biologist who comes to understand the creature's behaviors and motives, and explains them to his ex-girlfriend, a TV researcher played by Maria Patillo.
I'm preparing a census for the government. I'm cataloging new species that have been created as a direct result of nuclear contamination.
Is that what you think created this thing?
Yeah. I found a blood sample earlier this evening.
How close did you get to the thing?
I got pretty close.
And what else did you find out?
Well, we know that he eats tons of fish. He's amphibious. He's a burrower, and he's pregnant.
The spirit of the original Godzilla, as a horror story about nuclear radiation, comes through in a nice black and white sequence during the opening credits. After that, though, everything about this new Godzilla is in color, and it's all downhill. It's not only size that matters when writing a monster movie. Logic does matter, too, and so does surprise and creativity, all of which are in very short supply here. Yes, the special effects are impressive, and when Godzilla hits New York, it's fun to watch what happens to the Chrysler Building and the Plaza Hotel, and at the outskirts of Central Park. But three different action sequences in this Godzilla movie are staged and photographed like theme park thrill rides, which, before too long, they undoubtedly will be. And one supposedly tense action sequence, set inside Madison Square Garden, is ruined by a laughably blatant and repeated visual plug for Blockbuster Video. It's a lit-up sign, it's dead center, it's the ultimate product placement. The new Godzilla in this movie is sleek and fast, but the storyline is bloated and slow. Comic relief in this Godzilla is provided by Hank Azaria as a TV cameraman, and Harry Shearer as a pompous news anchor. What Godzilla really needs, though, is dramatic relief, and for its characters to act in ways that are even remotely credible. In Godzilla, the giant lizard does things for a good reason, something you can't say about its human co-stars. Of course, a lack of logic was the big problem with Devlin and Emmerich's 1996 Independence Day, too. But people flock to that anyway, just like they'll go to check out Godzilla. Like the creature of the title, it's become too big to ignore or avoid, no matter how idiotic or disappointing the movie. The moral of the story? Hype does matter.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.